Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimke.
Morena, Kirsten. Lovely to have you back.
Morena. We're doing my hometown today.
Your hometown?
Yes, we are.
Mike.
I'm happy you took on the genre. I wasn't sure how you'd feel.
I'm excited for it.
What did you think I would... What was your...
Well, I thought some of the tunes we're going to play today were so sort of chart poppy. I wondered if they've become too pop. You know, even though they're actually super sort of underground and innovative and interesting.
Well, that's always, I think, really interesting when something makes the like jump from being from a sort of really specific scene or really specific underground, then suddenly hits the charts. It's quite a fascinating
thing. Yeah. And it's it is very specific to a scene, exactly like you said. So we're doing G-Funk.
And we do just have to put out a little bit of it. There's quite a lot of swearing in these tracks. Just a heads up, if you have small people in the car, I'm sure they've heard it in the playground before, but maybe not with such a rapidity.
Surely not.
Hey, I'm sure Mom knows all the words to these songs already.
But you have been warned. It's a little bit explicit today.
And I guess it sounds like it's a genre of funk, but it's not. It's a genre of hip-hop.
So, I did not know this genre was called G-Funk.
Yeah, I was like, what is G-Funk? And then when Tess was playing the tracks, I was like, oh,
of course,
I know
you
these
know
songs.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well, that's what's good to talk about it. So there's a band, there's a funk band called Parliament Funkadelic. And they formed in the 70s, one of the iconic funk music, because they were just two different bands, Parliament and Funkadelic, and they both felt they were doing similar work. Instead of sort of beefing or contesting, they joined up. And so, because it's a kind of unwieldy name, they would call themselves for short P-Funk, right?
P-Funk.
And that's Parliament Funkadelic.
Yeah.
And so, because this music, which is from the 90s and it's a hip-hop music, they sampled P-Funk so much. And so they sort of called it G-Funk for like gangster funk.
I like
sort
it.
Of
Should we
play on it.
Kick off one of the tracks?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is Snoop Dogg.
92.
This is nothing but a G-Thing.
Actually, it's got a lot of good little hooks for the kids to sing. Actually.
This is such an iconic
one,
song.
Two. Bring it to the folks. Snoop Doggy Dogg and Dr. Dre is at the door.
See, kids
ready
can sing
to make
that.
An entrance, so back
this is
on
cause you know why I've missed you. I've missed the dancing.
Yeah, I was going to say, I love that you've brought in a genre that's like really special to you.
So now this is G-Funk. You can hear the Snoop's really low, laconic, slow vocals. Because hip-hop around the time had been kind of angry, shouty.
Yep.
Public Enemy, or that real show-offy wordy. I mean, Snoop's still show-offy wordy. But this is got a little more weed in it.
You never know, she could be earning her man and learning her man. And at the same time, burning her man. Now you know why ain't with that shit, Lieutenant. Ain't no
I feel like Snoop Dogg's the kind of person who would just be the most fun at parties. He just seems like such a chiller, but also just real random things.
And you hear that string line?
Yeah.
So that string line's real part of G-Funk. And then that high synth line.
It's like that and like this and like that and it's like this and like that and like this and
I wish everyone could see Kirsten right now. She's really into it.
Yeah, this is my music.
Yeah.
My little white girl.
Did you feel like you had...
Broke House Housewife.
So you said this came out of like a specific scene at a specific place. What was that kind of genesis?
Well, so it was LA. So New York had been the home of hip-hop, and even though, you know, people all over the states by the mid-80s had started performing hip-hop, New York was still its home and its creator and sort of defining the styles. And so late 80s, that gangster rap came out with like N.W.A. But that was still sort of shouty and angry, right? So Dre from N.W.A., and this is Dr. Dre's 92 album, The Chronic. So it is kind of weedy. I'm not making that up.
Weedy? Love it.
That's the technical
term.
It is weedy, yeah. I'm going to say that's a musicological term. And so Dre sort of created this music that was just more California, you know?
Right,
Car culture, if you watch the video, it's got cars. Where in New York, it's not a car culture, right? Because you take so much public transport. So this is cult culture. It's also barbecue music.
I love how...
Which wasn't a New York thing, you know, clubs and streets.
Yeah. I love how Snoop always spells D-O-double-G. It's like
just in case.
He just doesn't want anyone to forget that extra G.
Yeah.
Just to make sure that you're not just going to put
D-O-G. Well, that's part of his crazy wordplay, you know? Like, he is laid back, but then there's also...
Yeah.
And apparently, he was named after... He loved Snoopy as a kid, and his parents called him Snoop.
That's like, super
is that
cute.
Where it came from?
I thought it was because he does look kind of Dobermany, and he uses that in some of his videos. Yeah, he has one where he morphs into a Doberman, and that they're dogs, you know, and they're naughty. But no, he actually didn't like Snoopy.
This is so cute.
So did you have more of the beef in this genre?
Later.
Yeah,
because it kind of stole the thunder from New York.
Okay, right.
And it became the chart-hitting hip-hop in the 90s. Like, well, it totally took the
axis. I was
going
to say, this kind of, I think, shaped so much of what we listen to in hip-hop, mm-hmm. and even R&B as well now.
Because would this fall in, like, would Biggie fall into this genre?
No,
or not
see,
quite?
He was back in New York. And so that's why, yeah.
Less, okay,
and
I see.
And we're going to hear they get another New Yorker as part of this later. A
yeah,
very
so
famous New York rapper joins this sort of element of the...
Yeah, I was going to say, were you allowed to be, you know... G-Funk if you didn't actually come from LA and you weren't part of the scene? Could you honorarily
well,
be G-Funk?
As we
G-Funk?
Are going to hear, a very famous artist that wasn't originally part of the scene, but he sort of adopted it later. That's Tupac. We're going to hear later.
Yeah, because that's what regulated I was sort of yeah. thinking. Of this is Nate Dogg and Warren G. This is Regulate.
So this is where it gets on. So this is iconic as well. So Warren G was in... a little band with Snoop Dogg when they were little. Well, you know, in their
when
teens.
They were little.
I mean, Snoop did the thing with Dre when he was 20.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
So before that, he was in a band with Warren G. And Warren G is Dre's stepbrother.
Aww. Oh, keeping it in the
family. That's how they sort of found each other. Trying to find Mr. Warren G. Seen a car full of girls, ain't no need to tweak. All of you search, know what's up with. So you can hear this
is such a summer banger.
Yeah, so it's not New York, right? It's
no.
sunny. It's sunny.
What are the Texas things? 5395, tell us whether you're into this, it brings back memories.
What does like G-Funk do for you?
This is the kind of stuff that I'd put on maybe after I'd had a few drinks.
And you can hear Nate kind of rap singing,
ripping,
sapping.
Was that a big thing before this genre? Because
no.
I feel like... That's something we hear a lot of in the 2000s,
yeah.
but I don't really know if it was around much before that.
So it really stole the thunder from New York, and it's not... New York, because of the DJ, the primacy of the DJ, it was very sample-y.
Yeah.
So Dre still, and these guys still used samples, but they played them on instruments.
Got you, okay.
So you could perform it live, replaying.
Yeah.
So you can hear that it's quite different than samples. It doesn't have that sort of cuttiness and choppiness.
All those hooks are so, you know, you kind of think, oh, do I know this track? And then the hook comes and you go, oh, yeah, I know this track.
You definitely know the track for sure.
Warren G's Regulate was this guitar band girl's gate. I love it. Warren G's Regulate was this guitar band girl's gateway drug into hip-hop. Love it.
Everyone seems to love it.
Oh, good, I'd like that's gateway drug.
Someone said, loving this segment, but use us some white girls.
I know, right?
Yeah, we are.
That's very good.
Hey, white girls need hip-hop, too. I know, it is funny how much...
Someone said Regulate is a classic, spans the ages. I'm in my 50s and love it, and so do my kids.
Aww,
banger.
Yeah, so, you know, these kind of literally young kids from L.A. sort of taking on this amazing genre of hip-hop that had become, you know, really intellectual and smart and political and crafted.
But, I mean, you can't say that this isn't... like got those elements as well.
Well, that's right. It's just different.
Yeah.
This more Cali. Oh my God. So why white girls gonna why? We got our pumpkin spice lattes. Well, we listen to Warren G's Regulate.
Someone texted in saying, Kirsten, you taught me at uni many moons ago. I would never thought you for a G funker. Brilliant music.
Oh. Playing along. I disguised it.
Did you? I feel like it was sort of.
Someone else says Two Live Crew, Southside Forever.
Yeah, someone said Love the G in South Auckland. It was in the 90s. It was everywhere.
Yeah,
I do feel this really took in New Zealand, whereas some of the New York hip-hop took more among the, like, uni community.
Yeah.
And whereas G G-Funk took among more like the people.
Yeah.
Also, it makes so much sense though, because if you think about California and you think about New Zealand, we've probably got much more, you know, in common in terms of like the weather, the Pacific, all of that
but
stuff.
But then if you're in the city, you have that more sort of city.
And you can still hear this style in contemporary LA rappers like Kendrick Lamar and YG, and they very much keep that legacy.
G-Funk still bangs in all South Auckland parties. Yes, this is very true. What's the next one? Is this Tupac?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, this is an ultimate classic, isn't it? I think you'd be pretty hard-pressed to find anyone who doesn't know this song.
So Tupac isn't a Cali boy himself.
Well, that was what prompted me to ask
you.
So
he shifted to the West Coast and became really big through joining this crowd. And that's kind of part of that Tupac, Biggie sort of beef. You know, both ended up being shot young, possibly in retaliation to each other.
What do you think about that?
I think Tupac's still alive.
No. The hologram that came out.
I know, it's still so much speculation around, you know, why it happened, why they can't find who did it.
Yeah.
So this is 95. Now, the other influence to G-Funk besides P-Funk was also a band called Zap. And
Zap,
the guy in that band, Roger Troutman and his Troutman brothers, is the one that used that vocoder. And they've used him on this track.
Yeah.
So you can hear him with the ring, you know, the robot voice.
Someone texted in saying, this is nostalgia 100%. The bus driver used to let us play this cassette disc
in the Discman
in the school bus.
That's so good.
How great is that?
I think you better check the bus driver's weed levels.
There was a bus driver who used to do the K Road route like a couple of years ago, and he would always be playing G-Funk when you get on the bus at like between 8 and 11 p.m. whenever I caught the bus and he was driving. It was a great time.
It made his drive much more pleasant.
I think it made everyone's drive much more pleasant. I had a great time.
Oh, the bass on this, amazing. Hope you guys are like booming it out of your whoopers and tweeters right now.
How many movies has this been in?
So many.
Well, and the video itself is very movie-ish.
Yeah.
It's sort of Mad Max, Burning Man. You know, and Coachella's in California too, so that sort of desert.
Someone else said G-Funk still bangs in all South Auckland parties.
I just read that one.
We're having a South Auckland party right here.
With your latte.
With a latte.
Free white girl.
California dreaming. Soon as I step on the scene, I'm hearing screaming, fiending for money. So I read something about this song, you know, that Tupac fresh out of jail. It's just the sort of joy of two rich black men, you know, just celebrating what capitalism and hip hop gave them. You know, like they had serious struggles.
Yeah. It's like, obviously it's not the same genre because of New York, but that's like what a lot of Biggie's music is about.
Yeah.
Like making it.
Pleasure and wealth and.
What capitalism gave him when he finally made it, you know?
Yeah.
So that robot voice, that's Zap.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, I think it's important it's acknowledging Zap as well as just Parliament as another key band. And some of you proper South Auckland G-Funkers will know Zap. Also, the other thing they had in L.A., which was in the 70s, but this precursor is roller skating. You know, roller skating, not even just on rinks, but out on the beach.
Yeah, yeah.
And so that apparently affected the pace of Parliament's music as far as the swing and the slower tempo.
That kind of makes sense. I've never picked it,
see so that swishy skating.
Yeah.
It's just not as fast.
Yeah.
You know, as other genre.
So is this something that stuck to the States, right? Like as far as people making it?
Yeah, I feel like it's quite. I mean, people try.
And you can hear the influence in a lot of like New Zealand hip hop from this.
Oh yeah, I was hearing Decepticons and Savage.
Yeah,
I feel like this made such a big splash. Well, as people were saying in South Auckland,
even almost in Shea Food as well.
Yeah. Where you at? And that smoothness, you know.
Yeah. Inglewood always up to no good. Even Hollywood trying to get a piece, baby. Sacramento, where you at?
naming city.
Yeah.
Oh, one fun fact I found on my notes about Snoop Dogg
is he did grow up singing in church.
I have such a soft spot in my heart for Snoop Dogg.
He grew up singing in church, yeah. And he... his mum called him Snoopy.
I know. Have you seen that? There's a really ridiculous video of Snoop Dogg narrating somebody's, like, YouTube makeup tutorial.
Oh, no. I was going to say, I think I showed you
oh,
that,
yeah,
didn't
you did
I?
Show me.
Oh, really? I've
it's
seen the
wild.
Nature documentary ones.
Oh, he's so good.
His voice is great.
He's always down for, a laugh as well. He doesn't take himself too seriously. Yeah. He's a good time.
I know, and he pops up in all sorts of videos and comedies now.
Snoop Lion, I think.
Yeah.
He was a lot of, he's changed his name many times.
That was another weedy period.
Back to basics.
Wasn't he Snoop Lion when he came here one time?
I think so.
As Snoop Lion, I think.
Because he can break it.
Yeah.
Kirsten, we've got a proposition for you. Someone said, would it be appropriate for me, a random, to invite Dr. Kirsten to a dinner party? I think she would be the best guest ever.
Well, yeah.
Oh, are you okay?
I'd come and judge your playlist.
Ooh, I would be way too scared.
Well, let me analyze these songs you chose.
Oh. Is this like the...
Nothing like an earthquake reference to really pop you into LA, eh?
Is this like the first use of auto-tune? Or nah?
Well, no. So, well, this band, Zap, their whole album had been this before, so it's they sort of revised, you know, brought it back.
I knew Jin's just walked past the studio and I knew he'd be into this. This is right up his alley.
Oh, that was mint. That was G-Funk. Who did we listen to, Tess?
We had Snoop Dogg, Warren G, and Nate Dogg, and Tupac. Wait, so was it Nate Dogg? Whose stepbrother is he?
Warren G is Dr. Dre's stepbrother.
Oh, cool.
Was
Keeping
there a relation between Snoop D-O-double-G and Nate D-O-double-G?
Yes, they're cousins.
Oh, they're cousins, right.
Oh,
sorry,
it really
I
is Keeping It in the Family, isn't
I know.
It?
Well, they were just kids.
I like
kids
it.
From LA.
And then superstars. Did I say we had Tupac?
We had
Tupac featuring Dre and Roger Troutman from Zap.
Tupac.
Well, yeah. You know, close friends call him Pac, so you know.
You would know what you could say.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much. That was fantastic. What are you bringing us next week?
Oof. Wow, hair metal.
Hair metal?
Oh my God, okay. I'm going to wait. Oh, don't tell us anything more.
We're on a ride.
Get your leathers.
And your face paint, maybe?
That's right.
Yeah, nice. Thank you.
That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimpke.
I hope you enjoyed.